Every Tuesday, we like to talk about the game they play in heaven, Mr. Rugby. Jonathan Weeks joins us. Good morning, mate.
Yeah, good morning, Bear. Good morning, everybody, on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.
Now, I really want to talk about some Sevens rugby because there was a fantastic result over the weekend. But first of all, a local Sevens competition.
Yeah, fantastic. So we talked about it on the weekend with the work that Brett Dale, our development officer, is doing. He's doing some fantastic stuff in the schools, and we've already got something on the go there for the Hunter, which is really important. What will happen here is we'll more likely have a competition in the Hunter, and then they will play off for a prize in Newcastle. So what's going to happen here in the primary schools anyway, on the 22nd or the 23rd of March, is your local school can be part of that, play for the prize, win that, and you'll go through to Newcastle to be part of the Sevens experience. So that's fantastic to see that Brent and his crew are looking to do that. So get your school involved at a primary school level. Send him an email at brent.dale@nsw.rugby or go through the Hunter Rugby Facebook page, and there's more details of that there on top of what we talked about on the weekend with the big ladies' day there on the 30th of January next year.
Mates, the Dubai Sevens, the women's Aussie team, went through undefeated.
Yeah, did a great job. We've been doing this story for a while. Hasn't been mentioned yet, still not surprisingly, in the mainstream, which shows how slow everybody is in the media. But half the team is being paid, the other half isn't by the sound of it. And they've managed to get the job done, play really well. Charlotte Kaslik and Sharni Williams got substantial personal milestones with making up try records, which is great to see. And Somalia, fantastic young talent, including the Nathan sisters. And also Rihanna Byers from around the traps here have found their way through to play for the Pearls. Interesting to see, apart from Santos, there's no sponsors on the shirt, but the shirt does look like a big caramello koala bear. So good to see that also the fellas did well, finishing fifth. They were beaten by the Blitzbocker. So we get back to Dubai this weekend. It'll be on the World Rugby YouTube channel. I have heard it might be on somewhere like Stan or Fox Sports, but Fox Sports has had the rights to it and they've been sparingly sort of putting it on. But with the success of the Pearls, hopefully we can get to see those games at least on pay TV in some shape or form. But it's a good start for the season. Two games in Dubai, as we said. That was supposed to be in Cape Town next weekend, but COVID sorted us out. Then we've got two tournaments in Spain, in Malanga and also, of course, Madrid. They replace the tournaments in Hamilton and also Sydney. And then later in the year, we go to Toulouse. We also go to London and also the Americas there, including Vancouver and Los Angeles. No Hong Kong because of COVID. And it's always been one of the really big sporting events in the world, let alone a big rugby event, is the Hong Kong Sevens.
But that's what started it all. That's where it all began, didn't
it? Yeah, exactly. So you can find out and follow our Pearls and our Thunderbolts at rugby.com.au.
And not to take anything away from the Pearls at all, but I just want to mention how rugby very much is becoming the world game, certainly in the case of Sevens. You look at the women's game between Australia and Fiji and the men's game, the Box, beating the United States, who are really starting to come on in leaps and bounds there.
Yeah, well, that's one of those things, as we're going to talk about in a second, the World Cup. The Sevens teams are outstanding with the likes of Coralyn Ailes and Perry Smith, or Percy Smith, and yeah, just one of those interesting things moving forward that the 15s need a little bit of work. And yeah, fortunately for Australia, we've been able to get a hold of that World Cup more than likely in 2027 at the cost of America. But that's going to be a big challenge for the Yanks as they move on. But they're very good at the Sevens experience.
All in good time. I remember the World Cup of 2003 when you had Japan taking on the United States at the Central Coast, and it was deemed as the final decision between those two great nations. And I'm looking forward to seeing more of that in 2027 when the World Cup comes back down under.
Yeah, you can find out more, of course, through rugby.com.au. Interesting to see that out of this twist of the tail, is Andy Marinos may move on after we get the World Cup in about 6 months' time, and Phil Kearns may be fully forgiven and be back as the CEO of Rugby Australia. It's one of those things moving forward that Phil was, of course, part of World Rugby, WRC, back in 1995, but he's been coveting this job for quite a while, missed out to Raylene Castle. But Andy's an interesting character, had a lot of time at Sansfar, but and not much scrutiny, but now he's at Rugby Australia. The heat does get a little bit turned up, but it'll be interesting to see if he sticks around after we get the World Cup officially next year.
Well, even John O'Neill bailed out after a World Cup. Nonetheless, we will catch up with you, Wixie, on Saturday and talk some more local rugby. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Good on you, Bear. We've got a fantastic story with cricket as well. We can say exclusively now that the Toyota Australian Country Cricket Championships for our New South Wales Country Women's and Men's in the Breakers and also the Blues will be played in Albury in April next year. So we'll talk a little bit more about that on Saturday on 981 2NM and 2NM.com.au.